Good morning, Brookings!
Good morning, Brookings and FOMO Nation. Guess
what? Hi.
What? I'm Emily Ports, and I'm back!
Emily's back, you guys!
Yay.
She's joining me again, my partner in crime. She had a little thing to do, though, right?
Just a little thing, yeah.
I mean, it was important.
Kind of important. I moved my daughter to Baylor.
Yeah.
Can I tell you a few things that I learned?
The weather is warm in Texas.
It is quite warm. Very, very hot. I also learned
yes.
that I can make a 15-hour drive in 13 hours.
Oh, I am not surprised by that, actually. You are a speed demon.
I like to say efficient and aggressive. I also learned Oklahoma is flat.
Yeah.
With
yeah.
nothing but cows, oil fields, and horses.
Right, right.
And Waco's road construction is reminiscent of Sioux City.
Oh,
it's
lovely.
Terrible.
Did
it's
you,
awful.
Did you see Joanna, though? Did you see
Oh,
Chip
yeah.
and
she's
Joanna?
Just my bestie. Yeah.
Oh, I love her.
Yeah. She's. Anyways, last thing. I'm going to start with my dad joke. Are you
okay.
ready?
I'm excited. Kay. Yes.
This is because school is starting this week, right?
Yes.
We've got
yeah.
classes at SDSU.
It's all happening.
All
it's
of
all
the
happening.
Elementary and high schools. So, where do math teachers go on vacation?
Where?
Times Square.
I always feel like you need a...
I do, too. I'm going to have to, like, get an app on my
so
phone
you guys,
or something.
We don't say this enough, but you can take that joke and tell it all day.
All day long.
This is like ammunition in
yeah,
your, in
for
your
sure.
joke gun.
Yeah,
like,
feel teachers listening, you're probably in class
make
right now.
Make somebody
However,
chuckle.
Feel free to use that for your kindergartners.
Yes. Well, we missed you,
Aww.
And you were gone most of the week.
I was gone all week, yeah.
But just for some FOMO cures... a lot of stuff happened, a lot of good stuff. SDSU move-in weekend happened. So if you were here in town, which you were not, but it was a lot. I moved my kiddo into SDSU.
You did.
I will say it was very well organized.
Good.
And it happened. Everybody's safe. They're all there. They're all doing college things. The parking lot is full. Walmart is empty.
Of
the liquor
goods.
Store is empty. They're all back. The youth is back in Brookings. And I, for one, appreciate that. And it's very, very, very good for our local economy. Downtown
it
was
is.
Booming.
I love the buzz.
I love the
I
buzz.
Love the buzz of move-in weekend.
And now we can talk about like some fun stuff that people
okay.
do to support our students and families of students, because SDSU kind of is the heartbeat
it is.
Of Brookings. And I want everybody to appreciate these children. And hopefully they stay here for forever. So, big day. Classes start today. SDSU classes start. So, if you have a kiddo, they're hopefully going to class today. So, avoid campus because they're learning how to get around there and all that fun stuff. And then, other than that, there's nothing today. But tomorrow is a local politics thing.
Oh, of course it yeah. is. Yeah, we have city council meeting, of course, tomorrow.
City council meeting, and you can stream that if you don't want to actually go to the city county building, but that's where those are. And then Wooden Legs is switching it up a little bit this week.
I know, Disney trivia night.
I love that, though.
I think I would excel at that.
I like, who doesn't love Disney trivia?
I know, and I have two girls, so
I know.
Like, I grew up on that.
So I think that, take your kids. How fun is that? Like, take your kids and get a pizza?
Oh, yeah, I'm going to take my 16-year-old to Wooden Legs, grab her a
no.
pizza, maybe a cold brew.
But if you still have kids you can bend to your will,
knowledge.
You can take them to Wooden Legs. And get a pizza, okay. and they could do Disney trivia. And
well,
all that
they
stuff.
Do have. It is more family friendly there. I
it
think.
Is. Yeah. And then Wednesday is a huge day for a lot of kids. Speaking of kids, you could take them to Disney trivia and then wake them up so early because Wednesday is the first day of classes
At Brookings School District. Correct?
At Brookings School
yes.
District. So,
yes.
You know, it's time to get those bedtime routines started
it is.
And. The early morning wake-ups and schedules, and I don't know. I love it.
And a huge shout-out to all of those teachers
yes.
out there.
And like, they've been back to work. They're
they
back
have.
Now.
They
work so.
Their little batooties off
yeah.
getting their classrooms and schedules
yeah.
and everything
and
ready.
We have bus
for a
service
great year.
This year.
It's back.
Yeah. I
yep.
love that. I think they partnered with Beta.
I think they have, too. And
yeah.
they, you know, they have also... It has gotten to where the bus is going school to school. Last
yep.
year, they
yep.
had eliminated that due
right.
to COVID, but it's back for those,
and
those
kids and
students.
And that's a huge help for our local
Absolutely.
Workforce and stuff like that. So, 1 million cups again is on Wednesday. I think this one is the Firefly. The Socialite.
The Socialite?
Yeah, the downtown business that used to be Ben Franklin.
Oh, okay.
Is the Socialite. So, I'm kind of interested in what they have going on. And then bingo, as always, Friday,
oh, of course.
Wednesday, at the VFW. We don't call this week.
Not this week.
But I think next week we do.
I think you're right.
I think we're up next week. So that's always fun. And then
bowling league kicks off.
I know.
The longest league in history is bowling
league. Is it bowling league?
It does. It feels like it lasts forever.
I don't know. Like, I think it's fun. I'm glad it's here.
Like, I am too.
New and improved, like new owners, new
Absolutely.
Management, the lanes.
Absolutely.
I love what they do there. I love their specials. I'm an avid bowler myself.
An avid bowler?
Well, not an avid bowler, but I like to bowl. Met my husband in a bowling alley. So bowling leagues are kicking off, and that'll take you through the winter. And then we have some high school sports going on.
Lots of sports going on.
So varsity and junior varsity play Thursday at 4 and 6 p.m. here. They're playing Watertown, which I guess I've
soccer,
learned.
That is.
Their soccer is their – Watertown's their biggest rival.
Is it?
Yeah.
Well, Watertown has some pretty amazing athletics.
So they're excited about that. And then do you want to – talk about that's on Thursday, and then what else on Thursday after that?
Well, I mistook this for the IV play live band at the Wild Hare. However, it's actually Foreplay.
Yes. Okay, so I love this band name. It's the numeral digits for four.
Yes.
So,
and I'm guessing it's coinciding with something else that they
I've heard tell of a strategy change over there, but I do love the band name, and it is live music, and it is free, and they're playing
awesome.
On the outside patio. So Wild Hare, 6 p.m., if you like live music and you want to see Foreplay.
That's correct. That's on Thursday at 6.
Yep.
Thursday at 6.
And then I always have this wrong on here, but the farmer's market's on Saturday. But Friday, there's the Nerdy Birdie golf tournament for couples at the Brookings Country Club. And that is a drive for school supplies for those
awesome.
In need. Yep. So
very cool.
Bring a school supply, come out and play golf with your significant or best friend and have dinner. So,
and also Friday, 1 o'clock, walk-in driving range and target clinics at Teedoff. It costs like $10. Go in. Hit some balls.
I think
have
you
some
hit.
Fun.
You hit, and they have professionals there to help you.
Oh, that's cool.
Mm-hmm.
So like, analyze like swings and stuff.
Yeah,
perfect.
I think they watch you, and then they break off into what you need help on. And $10.
I need help
Come on
everything.
I know. Well, it's good. So you can do that on Friday, and then we have a couple SDSU games on Friday.
Yeah, volleyball and soccer going on.
Volleyball started up. So catch that 1 p.m. volleyball, 4:30 p.m. As always, gojacks.com for the whole SDSU calendar, which is going to be just full swing soon.
I think so.
On that. So
I think that Jack's football starts not this weekend, the following weekend.
Okay.
Well, I think
we'll have to put that on the list. Keep us updated, people.
That's right.
We always miss something, but the more you send us, the better. So,
absolutely.
And then the Cubbies is having a little poker run on Saturday.
I love that. The 8th annual Jim Hornby Memorial Poker Run. 20 bucks gets you in that.
I think it starts at 11 at Cubbies, so that's lovely.
Hope for good weather for them on,
right?
on a poker run.
Maybe it's be a little chilly later this week, but we'll see. And then there's live music at Sade on Saturday from 4 to 6. I love that.
I do, too.
Get out to Volga. There's no charge. Mandy Shea and Luke Abbott Wilson live under the tent. And I love that venue. I was just out there doing a wine tasting, and it's just beautiful out there. They do good
Amazing.
Things. Yeah. So other than that, thank you for watching us. We're going to get to the get your calendars out now. We're going to talk about what's coming up. But if you know of someone or have a child that needs a little internship with some social media website design, hit us up. You can find
Absolutely.
Us brookingsradio.com, the FOMO button, or Facebook, the FOMO show, or Instagram now. That's new.
Yeah.
It's the FOMO show 605 on Instagram.
FOMO 605.
And you guys are submitting events. This is great for us. It gives us all the information. We are hoping to get an intern to help us share this with you on our website so that you don't have to look for us as much. So
we still need you to listen, though.
We need you to listen. Yeah. Just keep listening on Facebook Live and on the radio.
And watch us, because
it's
kind of hilarious how much I move in this seat.
And I have my new FOMO shirt on.
I know.
So we're working on it. We're just a baby business, and I love
it. We are.
So thank you for the support. So you guys have your calendars out, right? Because Emily's going to tell you a few important dates to write down.
Okay, so looking ahead, right?
Yeah.
Looking ahead, Disrupt Brookings is taking place 4:30 on the 2nd of September.
Which is like
$25.
Like next week.
Yeah. I've been to that event, and they really put on a good show.
It's a national program.
It is a national program. Disrupt HR. It is a little bit racy in the sense that they're not afraid to use some language.
Well, I think they're going for the shock factor. Yeah. So
keep you alive.
Yeah.
Also, you know, Brookings County Theater, you know me. I'm a theater person at heart. They are looking for a director for their upcoming play coming
up. That's exciting.
And I think the play is Steel Magnolias, which
I love. Pink.
It is a tearjerker. So if you're interested in that, reach out to Brookings Community Theater and get in touch with them and put in your application for that.
Yeah, and then on the 4th of September, just write the date down at Swift Hill Center, the 727th DAV Charity Poker Run is happening.
Now, in my world, that is huge. Yeah. It is a big one.
Yeah.
Like miles of bikes out there.
I know, and I love that.
And then so excited for this. Jack's Bash, people.
Yay!
September 8th, Jack's Bash. I'm pretty sure there's still some tickets. It's at the Dyke House Center. Yeah. Probably Go Jacks or some SDSU website. You can go in and find that availability there.
And also on Facebook. So, yeah.
Also on Facebook.
Never a dull moment here at the FOMO Nation. And we're trying to post updates. Always comment on our Facebook. Hit us up. BrookingsRadio.com to submit your events.
Absolutely.
Join Facebook, follow Instagram. We're here for you guys just to serve the local community. So if there's something that you want to hear about that we're not covering, let us know.
Absolutely.
Right? We're open to feedback. And thank you to Brookings Radio for the support.
Yeah, and I want to say a little shout out to Ashley last week filling in for me.
Yeah.
I think it sounds like she had a great time.
She did have a great time.
And shared some Willie Nelson fun facts.
She did share some Willie facts. I realized after that I said Willie like 10 times and never said Willie Nelson.
Oh.
So I
you guys
feel
must
like
be
people
besties.
Read my
You're
mind
just close
and they
at
just
heart.
Don't read my mind. It was Willie Nelson and he does eat KFC.
Oh.
After
I mean,
a concert.
Yum.
Yeah. We have a local KFC, but if you're watching the Facebook video, share it. Help us get the word out. I hear every day. I never saw that. I didn't see that. We are just, it's just us. We're a team of two. Partner with the radio. So if you can help us raise our, you know, awareness and help people out, that's what we're here to do.
And thank y'all for tuning in. We are going to sign off for this week. We'll see you next week.
Yeah.
And be good, be safe, and have fun.
Bye, FOMO Nation. Oh.